Welcome to the Tortoise Ecofin Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us as we provide timely updates on the market.
Hello, I'm Matt Sully, Energy Portfolio Manager at Tortoise. On the macro front, COVID and Jackson Hole garnered plenty of attention last week. Regarding COVID, some positive news came in the form of the FDA's full approval of the Pfizer vaccine. Also, in the CDC's latest weekly COVID forecast, they not only pulled forward but lowered the projected peak of the Delta variant. Great news here. Regarding Jackson Hole, Chairman Powell's comments reassured the market, largely reiterating the July FOMC minutes, emphasizing tapering will be gradual, likely starting later this year. And the start of tapering does not mean rate hikes start as well. He also reaffirmed the Fed's belief that inflation is indeed transitory. Bottom line, the U.S. markets cheered the messaging and pushed higher to close out the trading week on a high note. In oil fundamentals for the week, despite ongoing challenges with the virus, economic activity, mobility, and fuel demand remain quite resilient. The Department of Energy inventory report showed a large inventory pull for gasoline and crude despite an uptick in net crude imports. This is driven by healthy refinery utilization to meet strong refined product demand. In fact, weekly refined product demand not only hit another post-pandemic high, but a level not seen since mid-August 2019. Specifically for gasoline, the top three weekly demand readings have come over the last several weeks, showing the resilience of the American public. This combination of factors led to midstream indices gaining 4.5% for the week, outperforming the 1.5% return of the S&P 500. Moving on, we continue through the dog days of summer, and it was another quiet week in terms of company news. One update I was thrilled to see is Plains enhancing their governance structure to require all directors be subject to a public unit holder vote. Based off previous governance, all but one director was subject to public vote, but this eliminates the last so-called designated director. ESG factors have obviously become a huge focus for the investment community, and energy is under an even greater microscope than most. In my view, energy infrastructure has been pretty good on the S. Just think about not being able to heat or cool your home or otherwise have electricity. As for the G, midstream governance has certainly gotten better over the last several years. As an example, the vast majority of our portfolio has an elected board. And this just got better with the Plains news. Looking forward, the big push for us as a firm has shifted to the E, which is where credibility will be the hardest to improve. On the E subject, some interesting announcements came out last week on renewable fuels. First, Marathon announced a joint venture with Archer Daniels Midland to produce soybean oil from ADM's soybean processing complex in North Dakota. This facility will source and process local soybeans as a feedstock for renewable diesel in Marathon's refinery in the area. Renewable diesel now represents a big investment focus for the refining industry, and Marathon believes renewable diesel will approximate 10% of the domestic diesel market by 2025. Also, Chevron increased its renewable fuels commitment by expanding its JV with Brightmark on renewable natural gas production. The group will build another 10 facilities to produce dairy-based RNG, which has a negative carbon footprint for use as fuel in long-haul trucks. Additionally, Exxon announced plans to produce 20,000 barrels per day of renewable diesel at its Edmonton refinery by 2024, resulting in an annual emissions reduction of 3 million tons per year, according to the company. Finally, over the weekend, Hurricane Ida made landfall in Louisiana. The storm has left widespread impacts on infrastructure in the area. Roughly 1.7 million barrels per day of production in the Gulf of Mexico is shut in, 2 million barrels per day of refinery capacity is closed, and over a million homes are without power. The timeline to bring facilities back into service is unknown at this point, but it's estimated production will be the first to come back online, while time to bring power back is more uncertain. Up this week, OPEC meets to discuss their production forecast, where we believe they will stick to their planned output ramp of 400,000 barrels per day. But more on that in our next update, so stay tuned. I'll leave it there for now. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next episode. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseecofin.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although we believe that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intention. Discussion or analysis of any specific company-related news or investment sectors are meant primarily as a result of recent newsworthy events surrounding those companies or by way of providing updates on certain sectors of the market. Through our family of registered investment advisors, we provide investment advice to related funds and others that includes investment into those sectors or companies discussed in these podcasts. As a result, we stand to beneficially profit from any rise in value from many of the companies mentioned herein, including companies within the investment sectors broadly discussed.